بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت شیخ الہند رحمت اللہ علیہ، حضرت ما محمود الحسن دیوبندی رحمہ اللہ، فیمس بی نون ایس شیخ الہند، واز این الاسٹریس عالم اینڈ ڈسینڈنٹ آف حضرت عثمان ابن عفان رضی اللہ عنہ. He was born in 1268 AH and passed away in 1339 after Hijrah. He hailed from the town of Dioband and was also the first student of Darul Uloom Dioband. Allah Ta'ala blessed Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah to teach in Darul Uloom Dioband for more than 40 years. During this period, he produced such students who were the luminaries of the time, the likes of Mu'a Ashraf Ali Tanwi, Mu'a Hussein Ahmed Madani, Mu'a Shabir Ahmed Uthmani, and Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahumullah. Allah Ta'ala also accepted Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah to spearhead the struggle against the British who were oppressing the Muslims in India. Unfortunately, on account of his struggle for freedom, he was arrested by the British and was imprisoned in Malta for approximately 3 years. During this period of imprisonment, Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah translated the entire Quran and Majid. Hazrat Mu'a Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahimahullah used to say, "People call him Shaykh ul-Hind, that is the Shaykh of India, whereas in reality he is supposed to be called Shaykh ul-Alam, the Shaykh of the entire world." When we examine the life of Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah, then we find that he was an embodiment of the Sunnah. And it was on account of the Sunnah in his life that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed him with such profound acceptance. Those who loved what Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah say, that they never saw him carry out any action against the Sunnah, whether it was day or night, whether he was in good health or in sickness, at home or on journey, alone or in public. In every condition, Hazrat rahimahullah was very conscious of practicing on the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and encouraging others to practice on the Sunnah as well. In fact, practicing on the Mubarak Sunnah became part of his nature to such an extent that at times people around him would not even perceive that he was practicing on the Sunnah. Below are a few incidents that reflect his deep commitment to the deen and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.